So we touched upon this a little when we started the Torah in letter Aleph. But the idea is that a person needs to be Rodev Shalom. How do you find Shalom? See, that's the tzaddik and the Torah. That's the connection to the people who are up on high who have Shalom. Shalom, Chazal say, is Oseh Shalom Bimromav. Why is it called Shamayim? Why is the Shamayim called Shamayim? Because Sham E Shamayim. Because the water and fire live in harmony. The electricity that's pulsing through the clouds and the water, they live in harmony because there's some ability for them in that situation to be together. That's because Baruch Hu says Shalom Bimromav. We ask a Shalom Aleinu. He should bring peace upon to Shlemus upon to us. So you see, the end of the day, a person who really wants to live this world of Bakei Shalom Verotfeyu, no matter if he's up or down, he doesn't care, right? He's so happy with that at the end of the day because. I understand that sometimes I need to let other parts shine, other parts work well. See, a good teammate, as long as his team shines, he doesn't care if he shined or not, right? As long as he is able to allow other people to do his job, right? Person who's a facilitator, who has, you know, the most assists on the team, he can be phenomenal. He can be the captain on the team, yet he might not be scoring the most points because he's making everybody else shine, right? The muscle of Jason Kidd, who when he was on the Nets, all his teammates were great. Then they all left him and they all became his secondary players on their teams and bench players because without him they really weren't good because he was the facilitator. See, at the end of the day, a person who's really trying to reach a level of Bakei Shalom Verotfeyu, of seeking out Shalom like we've said, but also chasing it, is a person who's always looking for the good. He can't be living in a world where he's looking where certain things he's okay with, certain things he's not okay with, because he's not living a life of Shlemus. So Rabbi Nachman says that at the end of the day, all the tzaros, nothing will really break you, because you love every single yid and you want to bring shalom between them, and you understand that I don't need the person to be like me in order for me to love them, right? The heart doesn't need the lungs to be lungs in order for the heart to receive, you know, the oxygen from the lungs, right? And the kidney doesn't need the intestines to be the same thing. See, the true shlemus in your body, in your midos, when a person is healthy, is when all his body parts are working together. When his body parts are not working together, then he's not healthy. The worst unhealthy facet in today's generation is cancer, which is when one cell thinks that it's the most important, and in order for that to be shlemus, all the cells need to be like it. And then he starts eating and devouring and transforming all the cells into it, and then he kills the body, right? And that's the sad reality of sometimes in our generation. But the beauty of what Rabbi Nachman is trying to tell us is that in order to really reach this level of Bakei Shalom Verotfeyu, a person has to really see the good in every single yid, right? He wants to love every single yid b'shlemus. And that's what, you know, the last piece of letter Aleph, when we talked about b'Hashem el davar, b'Elokim el davar, whether it's Hashem yud kei vav kei chesed, or whether it's Elokim, you know, teva, nature, gevura, restriction, then I'm praising God anyway. It doesn't matter what form of God I'm getting, because I know it's all God at the end of the day, right? It doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, when I realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's really changing my life, then I don't need to be on, you know, on my terms. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us something that I think to us is very, very deep. Because through the Torah, the tzaddikim, a person is able to do this. Because the tzaddikim, they're able to take all the encompassing ideas. You know, today's the year tzai of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman says in a different place, is Machloket Shammai Hillel. Moshe is Rashi Tevus, is the acronym for Machloket Shammai Hillel. Because at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, the true tzaddik, is able to take two opposites, Shammai and Hillel, and their Machlokas, and encompass them all, because there is no real Machlokas, because they're all doing it from Lashem Shammai, from Ahava. It's just two sides of the coin. It's a yin and yang. You see, the Arizal speaks to us and explains to us that the Nesira, what happened in the creation of the world, is in order for things to really become one, they had to be divided, so they can really draw to become one, right? The Zachar Nekeva, the feminine and masculine facets of the world, had to be, you know, cut and almost sawed off each other in order for them to really actually want a bond, and for that bondage to be what to make the world go round, right? The desire of molecules to bond is what makes the world go round. The desire for feminine and masculine to bond is what makes the world go round. And at the end of the day, when Rabbi Nachman is telling us in this Torah, and the Torah is gonna soon really reach its height, but right now, in order to open it up, is that a person has to be Bakei Shalom Verotfeyu. A person really has to live in a level where he's searching for Shalom, and therefore, you know, I understand that search, that redifa, that chasing, that yearning is something that I have to encompass, and therefore, even when things aren't good, Okay, I understand that as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. And even if somebody's not like me, that doesn't mean that I don't have to be chasing after the facets of connection and bondage. Shabbat Shalom.